This is Radio Bible Class with your host, Marty Sulla, and guest pastor, Dan Sparling. We'll begin in a moment after these messages.
Amco presents Bet You Didn't Know.
Bet you didn't know that your car's transmission is made up of 800 pieces. Also, bet you didn't know that Amco's fixed over 40 million transmissions and that Amco offers a nationwide warranty.
That's Amco, AAMCO.
Nobody likes to have a cell phone conversation cut short, having to rely on candles in the event of a power shortage, or even having your car failing to turn over on a cold winter morning when you're about to go to work. People who know trust the Plus from Batteries Plus Bulbs of Fairless Hills for their every energy need. Call Ted and the pros at Batteries Plus Bulbs for your personal cell phone, iPhone, or domestic electrical or other energy needs. Their number is 267-583-3090. And number again is 267-583-3090. They're in the Fairless Hills Shopping Center, corner of Route 1 and Oxford Valley Road. Their hours are Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For our senior friends, they also feature wheelchair batteries, scooter batteries, and hearing aid batteries.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Bible Class. This is Pastor Dan Sparling. I'm the pastor at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Bordentown, New Jersey, where we are building faith in every home through witness, mercy, and life together. And today, you've joined us for one of our favorite witness activities, that is Bible study. Today, we study Psalm 81. Particularly, we focus on the rock in the wilderness, and what in Psalm 81 says, you will be fed with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. We'll get to that just in a few moments, but first a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you as you bid us to come, and today we come to you asking your blessing on our study. We open your word, we open it today to Psalm 81, and we know you're there. We know that you will animate and inspire not only the words on the page, but as the words impact our heart and our life, we know that your will be done. In the name of Christ, amen. So, quickly, let's get straight to the text. Psalm 81 is short enough that I can read the whole thing. It's 16 verses long. So here's what it sounds like. I'm reading actually from the ESV, the English Standard Version translation. It says, "Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon and at the full moon on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, a rule of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a language I had not known. Quote, I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you, O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god, for I am the Lord, your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me, so I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me. Oh, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him, and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock, I would satisfy you." This is Psalm 81. And what we're going to look at, you heard that last final verse dealing with honey from the rock. And we're going to, and you heard earlier in the psalm in verse 7, the reference to Meribah. So we're going to look at how this psalm relates to the wilderness wanderings and then how it relates to our lives. But first, I want to mention that this is a psalm that deals with the Jewish Festival of Tabernacles, or the festival or Feast of Tents or Tabernacles. In a sense, what the Festival of Tabernacles was very simply the time, the designated celebration each year. I mean, the Jewish the Hebrew people had received from God Himself a calendar of spiritual events, literally a liturgical calendar that they were to follow. And there's a reason for this. This was a psalm that was appointed for this particular festival. The Festival of Tabernacles was that time when the Israelites would live in tents, this was to remind themselves that for 40 years God preserved their lives in the wilderness. And you can tell that it's a Feast of Tabernacles psalm because in the very beginning there's two blowings of the trumpet or the horn. There's two blowings of it at the new moon and at the full moon. And we know that that's our clue, because the Festival of Tabernacles is the only one of the feasts where the horn was blown twice, at the beginning and at the end, 14-day festival. So here's what happens in this psalm. The psalmist is dealing, of course, because this is the Feast of Tabernacles, because the very theme of the focus of God's people in worship at the reading of this psalm is a remembering of life in the wilderness, the wandering of the wilderness for 40 years. That's the context of the psalm. And what happens in throughout Scripture, and we learn this especially well from Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4. So if there's homework you'd like to do, get out Hebrews and read chapters 3 and 4 and see how that New Testament writer encourages us to understand that what the Israelites endured during the 40 years of their wandering is a model or a living metaphor, if you will, what the Bible calls a type of our life today, that we are to view our life today as a wilderness wandering, and that when we see the pattern of the Israelites in their wilderness wanderings, we're to understand that as as a message from God about how we wander in our wilderness life today. When we see the record of God's how did God deal with the Israelites, both in judgment as well as in mercy, in the wilderness wanderings for the Israelites? That is a paradigm, a type for how God deals with us today, both in enforcing or calling us to a law of righteous living, of serving one God only, as well as this record of mercy and forgiveness. And so this is what we do, and so it is important for us. The Psalm 81 is in order for us to receive it well, we must say it is encouraging us to read it in the context of today. And so when it refers to the testing at the waters of Meribah, we understand that God tests us today. When we understand that they worshipped strange gods in the wilderness wanderings, we understand that we do this today. But life is a wilderness. That's the main point, that your life today, with all of its difficulties and with all of its trials and with all of its, the hunger that you experience, this is life in the wilderness. That this world, see, maybe you suffer from the same problem that I do. When I hear the word wilderness, I think about the forests of, the forests I hiked in the wilderness of West Virginia, or I think about the wilderness in Wyoming, where I spent so much time in my life hiking in the wilderness, what they literally call it, the wilderness. But the problem is, that's not what the wilderness is in the Bible, in the wilderness that the Israelites spent 40 years wandering in was not like Wyoming, where in Wyoming, I mean, if really push came to shove, you can fish. I mean, when I am hiking in Wyoming, I get out a fishing pole, I can pull enough fish out of the river each day to feed me, no problem. This is not life in the Sinai Peninsula, in the wilderness that the Israelites want. The wilderness of the Bible was a place completely unfit for human life. It was a place that where no human life could be supported. You can't grow enough food there. You can't catch enough food there. You can't find enough water there. And so we, on the bare minimum, we should understand today that we live in a world, this world today, 2017 or whatever, you know, year it is that you're encountering this Bible study. You know, we live in a world today that is incapable of truly supplying us that which we need most. This world cannot support your basic human needs. Now, I know you can get enough to eat, and I know you can get enough sleep, and I know you can earn enough money, but this world cannot provide you the spiritual food that you need. This world does not have what is necessary, for your heart cannot find its rest in the things of this world. And so, you know, this is why you know, Jesus begins his ministry in the wilderness, because it's the wilderness is where, you know, we live. And so, you know, this is, you know, remember John the Baptist, where did he go to baptize? John the Baptist was calling people out into the wilderness to be baptized. There's meaning there. And so the first thing we learn from Psalm 81, life is a wilderness. We are alive in the wilderness. And you know, and so understand this, the reason that you have your frustrations, anxieties, fears, addictions, the reason that you have struggles in this world, and if you're listening to this Bible study, I know you have struggles, because all human beings do, is because this world cannot supply what are the deepest needs of the human heart. Only God can supply them. And so if we're going to be wandering in the wilderness, we need to know if God's going to be there with us. That's the question we'll tackle when we return from a word from our sponsors.
Great news for all area Phillies and Eagles fans. Rosario's Pizza, Bordentown area's number one pizzeria for over 45 years, announces game day specials featuring five varieties of wings and the pie nobody can deny for your next game, party, or tailgate event. Rosario's is located on Route 130 North, just before the 206 underpass. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and on Sundays from noon until 9 p.m. They also feature two large pizzas for only $19.99. Gift certificates are available, so follow them on Facebook for their daily specials and get a taste of happiness by calling your order in at 609-298-1335. The number again is 609-298-1335. Free delivery is available every day, so call your order in now. You'll be glad you did.
Good news for church school activities, parents and grandparents. Teach your children Jesus loves them with the basic Sunday school songs on CD for children ages 2 to 12 from Marty Sula Productions. Jesus Loves Me, B-I-B-L-E, Jesus Loves the Little Children, This Little Gospel Light, Shine Jesus Shine, Pass It On, 1, 2, 3, and What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Only $10.95. Order by sending an email request to acsusa318@yahoo.com. acsusa318@yahoo.com. Don't delay. Order now. The kids will be glad you did.
And welcome back. We're studying Psalm 81 today, and we discussed before the break that one of the underlying concept of Psalm 81, the context is that our life in this world today is no different than the lives of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness in the Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, and that because this world is not capable of supplying for us the needs of our heart and soul. And so the good news is, of course, in the wilderness, there's a rock, okay? And again, all of this, Psalm 81 is drawing from, the events of the Torah. In particular, I think we're dealing here with Exodus chapter 17 and Numbers chapter 20, which are the two episodes that are indicated in the Torah, two of the episodes that are indicated where God provides water for the Israelites from a rock. And my suspicion is it wasn't the only two times it happened, but those are the two that were recorded for us in Scripture. So even though there is a wilderness, there's a rock in the wilderness. Now, what about this rock? My goodness, Moses spends an enormous amount of effort, inspired by the Holy Spirit, to explain to the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 32 that the rock in the wilderness is God. Moses wants the Israelites to remember. And remember, Deuteronomy is Moses's kind of like farewell sermon. I mean, this is the sermon that Moses has preached, the words that Moses is speaking, that Deuteronomy records. Moses speaks at the very end of the 40 years of wandering. So Deuteronomy is a looking back it's a reflection, reflecting upon what we've learned about God and ourselves in the last 40 years. And and Moses is saying, look, while we were in this completely uninhabitable place, which we somehow miraculously, by the grace of God, survived for 40 years, not just one or two of us, or not just one or two families, but basically 200,000 of us managed to survive in a place that can't sustain human life. One of the ways that God, the profound way that God provided water for us was with the rock. And Moses says in Deuteronomy 32, the rock is God. Well, Paul says it in 1st or 2nd Corinthians. Paul specifically says that the rock is Jesus Christ. So Paul and Moses agree, which of course should surprise no one. The entire Bible is in full agreement with itself. And so in the wilderness, this is a very, very important point. In the wilderness is a rock. Now, this may not sound all that impressive at first until you realize that what the Bible is suggesting is that the wilderness itself is the premier place to meet Jesus. The wilderness. Look, we don't like when we're in the wilderness, we don't like the things that we have to endure, in this life. We don't like suffering. We don't like when our loved one dies or even our pet. We don't like that. We don't like when we lose our job or get a pay cut or have our shifts, reduced. We don't like it when we have our shifts increased and we have to work harder for less money. We don't like when our children get in trouble with the law. We don't like, when our spouse cheats on us or fails to love us in the way that we want. We don't like life in the wilderness. However, the Bible is saying that it's in the wilderness where you will meet God. You will have your most profound revelation of God when you're in the wilderness. Look at Jonah in the belly of the great fish. If that's not a wilderness for him. I mean, my goodness, Jonah's life was perfect until he ended up in the belly of the great fish. And it's in the belly of the great fish that Jonah chapter 2, the great statement of Jonah's faith. It's a beautiful, read Jonah chapter 2. You wouldn't realize that was written by a guy trying to run away from God. Well, where does he write Psalm, or, you know, Jonah chapter 2? Well, from the belly, from the wilderness. No surprise, where does Moses encounter the burning bush? In the wilderness. Where does Elijah hear the still small voice? In the wilderness. Where is John the Baptist baptizing people? In the wilderness. You know, where does Jesus go to pray? He goes into the wilderness. Psalm 81 is teaching us, if you want God to be more to you than just a religious exercise, you must meet him in the wilderness. And so, Psalm 81 is saying these things, you know, I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you in the waters of Meribah. All throughout this, and this is what's interesting about Psalm 81. From verse 6 on, it's the voice of God speaking. I love that. And so it's like God speaking to me, you know, in my wilderness. And God reminding me that in the midst of my wilderness life, I should be looking for him, and I should be expecting to find him. And not only that, but you know, once I find him, and this is the key verse in verse 16. Once I find him, once I find the rock, what should I expect from it? Well, this is incredible. You would expect maybe verse 16 to say he would feed you with the finest of wheat and with water from the rock he would satisfy you. No, it doesn't say that. It says with honey from the rock. Now, nowhere in any Bible story is there ever an account of honey coming out of a rock. So I don't think this is referring to, although it could possibly refer to a place where in the wilderness wanderings, maybe one time honey came, or maybe honey came, but I don't think that's what it is. I think Moses, the voice of God here through this psalm writer is saying that the graciousness of God, his mercy, his presence with you, the fact that he finds you, the fact that he rescues you, the fact that he provides for you, the fact that he forgives you, the fact that he dies on the cross, he suffers the incredible eternal punishment for your sin. The fact that he does that for you in the wilderness is honey from God. It's honey from the rock. It's the sweetness. This is God acting on your behalf in the sweetest possible way. That even though you're alive in the wilderness, that there is that God is in this wilderness with you, and so your life, not only can your life be sustained, but when you've met God, when you've encountered God in this wilderness, now you've encountered the one who can satisfy the deepest longings of your heart. Now you've found the one who can support your most basic human needs. And when I say that, I'm not talking about food and shelter. I'm talking about spiritual life and hope for the future and forgiveness and strength to meet the day. That's what God provides to those who meet him in the wilderness. And it's honey. It's honey from a rock. And so once we kind of see what's going on here in Psalm 81, we understand there are three things that we can do, according to Psalm 81, to, in a sense, help us to meet God in our wilderness. The first is sort of like the first five verses. This is this whole idea that this psalm is intended for the Festival of Tabernacles. And that is, look, rejoice, or I should even say worship on schedule. Look, you want to meet God, your likelihood of meeting God gets reduced to near nothing if you won't get yourself to worship. And we'll talk about worship some other day when we study Psalm 95. You're going to want to tune in for that one. But look, the idea in Psalm 81 is worship on schedule. And so this is a scheduled worship. This is the Festival of Tabernacles. It's time to do that worship. And so right now, as I'm recording this, it's Lent. It's the schedule for repentance, and we focus on that. The second thing we learn from verse 8, hear, O my people. It's to listen to God. Listen to God's word. Psalm 81 verse 8 encourages us that we want to meet God in the wilderness. Well, he has given us his word, and we can always have that. That's what Jonah was doing in the belly of the great fish. You study Psalm, Jonah, I keep calling it Psalm 2. There's a reason. It's Jonah chapter 2. Every verse of Jonah chapter 2 is basically a clip out of one of the Psalms. Jonah had God's word on his heart and in his mouth when he was in his wilderness. And the third one comes in verse 9, where it says, there shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. Look, if we want to meet the one true God in the wilderness, we've got to get rid of our false gods. And that God gives us the power to do this through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, that we can turn away from those false gods that we worship, and we can meet God in our wilderness, and he will feed us honey from the rock. That's all we have time for today, and I do hope that you've, go read Psalm 81 now and enjoy this incredible statement of God's mercy, that he is the honey from the rock. And I hope to see you again here next week for Radio Bible Class. This is Pastor Dan Sparling wishing you, may the Lord be with you.
When you want to catch fish, wise folk know you get the best fishing spots from neighborhood fishermen. When it comes to your car and homeowner's insurance needs, you don't want to go fishing for an agent. If you need a good neighbor for your car or homeowner's insurance, do what the wise people do. Get a good neighbor like your State Farm insurance agent. In Philadelphia, that's Mark Ziegler. Call 215-753-1501 for friendly personal service and a review of all available discounts. Once again, that number for a free quote, 215-753-1501. Give Mark Ziegler, your neighborhood State Farm agent, a call today. You'll be glad you did.
Metro Diner, where the locals eat. Folks who know where to go year-round for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekly specials. They flocked at a Metro Diner that's been serving Lower Buck County since 2016. Metro Diner is located at 3630 Street Road in Bensalem. They're open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. Takeout orders can be made by calling 215-261-7080. The number again is 215-261-7080. So whether you're getting ready for a Phillies or Eagles game, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, join the crowd in fun at the Metro Diner. Metro Diner, where the locals eat.